Certainly everybody knows the story of Jackie Robinson, but if you don't, Jackie Robinson broke the Major League Baseball color barrier back in 1947, and he went on to become one of the most respected and revered names in the history of the game while changing the hearts and minds of many of those who opposed him in the process. A wonderful movie. You should check it out. It's called 42, about Jackie Robinson. And joining us is Jay Schabalcom. He was a stuntman doubling as Jackie Robinson in the numerous sports action scenes in this film, 42. Jayshia, let's talk a little bit about you for a second. Tell me about growing up in a small town in Georgia, Dublin.
All right, thanks for having me, Rob. Growing up in small town Dublin, Georgia, sports was pretty much there's all to do. Started at a young age, about four, playing in the youth leagues and just playing football, basketball, baseball, and just really having fun, being out and tossing the ball. It was a everyday thing down in South Georgia. Hot, there's nothing to do but play sports year round.
Tell me a little bit about what you did or did not know about Jackie Robinson as you were growing up as a kid.
Some of the things that what I did know about him, of course, he was the first African American to break the color barrier and civil rights leader in the United States. And think some of the things that I learned about him as far as his athleticism and things like that. I didn't know that, he had an injury to his right ankle, had a fractured ankle in the way he slid the bases. So I learned there was specific techniques that I had to learn and how he preferred to slide on his left side. So that was a cool thing I learned. Also, just some of the things about his background, being in the Army and his story and, growing up and, from UCLA as well.
The actor who plays Jackie Robinson is Chadwick Boseman. And you had no previous, background as far as acting goes. Tell me how you got the job.
I got the job from a friend of mine who used to play with the Cubs, Chicago Cubs. He got introduced to helping the director find baseball talent in the area and gave me a call and said, would I be interested in possibly being in one of the Negro League scenes? And I said, sure. I sent him my information, my photos. And he called me back the same day after forwarded over to the director, saying that, hey, I match Chad's, size and what kind of favor. Would you be willing to possibly stay around a little longer to be Jackie's double? And so I said, of course. I have the opportunity to be Jackie Robinson double wearing 42. I mean, I jumped at the chance and very humbled by having an opportunity to do that.
You were a star at the University of Georgia, played in the Cubs organization. And once you got offered this opportunity, what steps did you take to make sure that you were able to make it credible?
Well, I've retired in 2005. My last year playing affiliate ball was in 2007. So I own and operate a baseball training facility here in North Atlanta called the Hitter's Box. And, I'm still in decent shape working. My swing is stays in shape because I'm teaching every day. But being run in shape, and I hadn't put on a pair of cleats in years, and so I had to do some training. I did some running, some sprints, and worked out at our facility doing some speed and agility workouts, and try to get myself in shape. And I watched film of Jackie, his movie, and some footage I found online.
Credibility is such an important thing, I think, in particularly sports movies, because as you know, Jayshia, all of us have probably played a sport, and so we know the real against the unreal. And a friend of mine once said that all actors want to be athletes and all athletes want to be actors. Tell me a little bit about Chadwick Boseman and how he approached this, because playing baseball, and if you know anything about the story, and you do certainly, but others may not, about Jackie, he was taunted, he had balls pitched at him, thrown at him, and he also got spiked a number of times as well.
Yeah.
And that's just not something that an actor would be able to naturally react to.
Right, right. Definitely. Chad really prepared for the role. I was very impressed with all the preparation he did before. He's working with a coach out in California, and I saw some footage of him, what he was doing and things like that before we ended up meeting. And he was very open. When we were training before, it was kind of like a mini spring training, all the extras, all the actors that came in, it was like a team environment, and that's what we wanted to create. The team unity, so he can immerse himself. So we would take ground balls, I'll be at second, we'll be at first. he'll be right there with us watching the way we did things so he can kind of get a good grasp of what we were doing. And I take my hat off to him for because baseball is not an easy sport, and for him to be able in 4 or 5 months to really get the techniques down and be able to show that, I take my hat off to him. But he was very open to learning from some of the professionals that were out there.
Even though you weren't starring in the role, you certainly are somebody that a lot of people see a lot of, particularly playing the game. And so your actions are going to reflect on what they think and see of Jackie Robinson in this movie. Tell me about the first time you put on the uniform with the 42 on it.
Well, the very first uniform I was the Monarchs, putting on that uniform, and then when I saw the white home Brooklyn Dodgers uniforms and the aways, I couldn't tell. I liked them both, but putting on that uniform, putting on the stirrups was, you know, just the hat and the feel just was an amazing feeling, a humbling experience to be able to say that I was able to wear his official uniform that he wore.
Did you sense that you had a responsibility to portray him in a certain way?
Absolutely. Again, you know, this is a iconic figure, one of the greatest athletes of all time, you know, a football star, basketball, track star, you know, stole plenty of bases. I mean, he just was a phenomenal athlete. So we wanted to get that right and really wanted to show the athleticism. And it fit my game because I was a leadoff kind of guy, batted center, you know, played center field, played second base. I stole 30 bags a season or more. And so really trying to show how he played hard and sliding and diving, just kind of showing that overall athleticism was a very, very important deal to me.
What is it that you may have learned in this movie being shot, and I'm sure there are technical advisors and everything, that maybe you did not know about Jackie before you took on this challenge?
some of the things that, that one really interesting, I mean, it didn't really hit me until when there was, you know, there's some of the scenes were thrown at his head and it just hit me that, man, that, you know, they didn't have helmets at the time. So it just kind of took me to a place of, man, I couldn't imagine someone throwing a ball at you with no helmet and just the fact that, you know, what they did, what he went through. So that was just an eye opener there. But again, some of the things I learned about, you know, his foot, way he slid, his army experience and things like that, I learned and I didn't actually know he broke until he came up as a first baseman first, because I was, you know, I always saw him at second base, and then when we had to do some scenes, I was kind of like, okay, we're at first base, so I didn't know he started out at first base when he was coming up with the Montreal team.
He was a pioneer. I think most people know that. And you're an African-American, and you played the game in the South. You went to the University of Georgia, and you had your own brushes with racism from time to time. Nothing like Jackie, of course.
Right.
Did you kind of connect that way with him, knowing what he went through? I mean, did you, after you walked off the field, after them shooting a scene, just kind of shake your head thinking about, because you know concentration, Jasia, is such an important part of being able to perform.
Absolutely. And just when I was witnessing, you know, that time period being played out and seeing what he went through, I mean, as a professional player, you know, as you said, it's very tough to prepare yourself every day to come out and, you know, have a strong mental mind frame to come out and compete every day. You travel in the bus rides, and then also you really want that bond with your teammates. And so early on, some of his teammates didn't like him. They didn't want to be close to him, so he was a loner in the locker room, and that's tough, you know, when you're out there, you know, you're playing a game, but the people are getting on to you and everything like that, and that was just, to see what he went through was was really in your face, and I just don't know how he did it, but I admire him so much for what he did and how he was able to not turn the other cheek.
The movie is 42, and Jasia Balcom is with us. He served as a stuntman double as Jackie Robinson in numerous sports action scenes in this fine movie. When you take a look at acting, since this is your first opportunity to get into it, what did you learn about that? Is it as hard or harder than what you thought it might be?
Yes, I have a new greater appreciation for how movies are filmed and the work that's involved. I appreciate the actors that, you know, the preparation, but the people behind the scenes, the crew, the people that's involved to make a great movie. It takes a great team, and you know, everybody's working together, the writers, the directors, everybody coming together. But it is a lot of hours. I enjoyed it, the experience. My kids, my students that I train, all love it. You know, I'm very, very proud to say that I could show these younger generation, the kids that I'm training, who don't really know who some of the current ball players are, that I talk to them about, to say, hey, I'll, you know, go see this movie, Jackie Robinson. It's going to be a history lesson. You need to know who this great man, who he is. And they're going to go see the movie because, hey, their coach is in the movie. They didn't know about it. So that's for me, that's very, very gratifying.
There's a lot of hurry up and waiting, isn't there, Jasia?
Hurry up. Yep, they say hurry up and wait. And so you get your call sheets every day, and you get up there early in the morning, and, you know, you think you're getting ready to shoot, and something happens, but – you know, it was fun. It, for me personally, just being out there again in a baseball uniform all day long, you know, meeting some new baseball, got some guys in the area who are former ball players like myself, just having fun being in that environment, man. It was a blast.
Yeah, one of the great things about baseball are the stories that are told. Willie Mays, who is a friend of mine, told me that you don't hear the stories around the batting cage today like you used to when he was coming up and everything. And there's a comradeship there as well. Even though this was a movie, was there a comradeship? Were there some funny moments in the shooting of this movie?
Oh, a lot of funny moments. So just some of the guys playing jokes and doing the old, you know, the hot foot jokes. You know, that's one of the things that I really miss about professional ball more than anything, just the relationships and the bond with your teammates, you know, getting out there every single day, putting on your uniform, just that routine. You come out and you get to play the game of baseball. And we're grown men, you know, playing the kids' game. That was the most fun, you know, being a part of the movie.
As you step back, Jasia, from this movie and kind of reflect on the experience for you personally, is there a particular moment in this experience that will stay with you forever?
I say in this, some of the scenes that, you know, just getting up and being able to put on that uniform. I remember the first time I put the uniform on. Running in his shoes, the period shoes that they were, but running in his shoes, that just the overall soaking up the experience, just being a part of that, seeing this story told is what I'm just going to be able to soak it up and enjoy it.
You know, as well as I do, there have been other movies, Bull Durham, Beat the Drum Slowly is another one that comes to mind, Major League. All of those tend to be on the light side, but this is a historical movie. What do you want people, or what do you think people will take away from 42?
I think that people will take from this movie that they will know the true man he was. Not just was he a great ball player, but he was a great family man, loving husband, father. He did what he did. For the country, for his family, you know, he fought through the hate and fought through that time, and he's just an amazing role model for younger kids. I think that the kids that coming up need to see and know who he is and what he did and stood for.
You know, when you think about Jackie Robinson and what he overcame, why do you think he was successful? What was the one thing in about 30 seconds that drove him?
I think determination. He's tough. I mean, he's served in the military. Just being able to, I mean, he had a strong support system. His wife really helped him. She was his rock. And I think that was the biggest thing. His family and that drove him, because, you know, he didn't see himself as a hero. He's a very humble person, but he realized what he had, and he was the advocate for civil rights and things like that. But I think the backbone he had, his family, I think that was probably the driving, that love was probably the driving force, I think, to help you get through anything.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us. Take care.
Thank you so much.
That's Jayshia Balcom. Balcom served as a stuntman, doubling as Jackie Robinson in numerous sports action scenes in the film 42. We continue on Sports Byline.